welcome back to BBB, Books, Bevs, and Babes, an irreverent virtual book club with two book-loving brown girls. I'm Shia.
And I'm Trenica.
Yay, welcome back, everybody. This is going to be episode 34. We are talking about the book Love and Other Words by Christina Lauren.
Perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, just a little fluff. I mean, it was more than fluff. It felt like pretty deep.
It was heavy.
I don't know. Yeah, more heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy. I'm torn a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. And okay. We'll get into why. But okay. Should we go into our drinks or let me read the synopsis?
Yeah, let's read the synopsis first and then we can kind of justify our drinks.
Okay. Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. Macy Sorensen is settling into an ambitious, if emotionally tepid, routine. Work hard as a new pediatric resident, plan her wedding to an older, financially secure man, and keep her head down and heart tucked away. But when she runs into Elliot Petropoulos, the first and only love of her life, the careful bubble she's constructed begins to dissolve. Once upon a time, Elliot was Macy's entire world, growing from her gangly, bookish friend into the man who coaxed her heart open again after the loss of her mother, only to break it on the very night he declared his love for her. Told in alternating timelines between then and now, teenage Elliot and Macy grow from friends to much more, spending weekends and lazy summers together in a house outside of San Francisco, devouring books, sharing favorite words, and talking through their growing pains and triumphs. As memories are obscured by the agony of what happened that night so many years ago, Elliot will come to understand the truth behind Macy's long decade silence and will have to overcome the past in himself to revive her faith in the possibility of an all-consuming love. That set the book right there.
Yeah, that was pretty much all of it.
It was really long.
Okay, let's go over what we chose for our paired beverage. I went with a sparkling pomegranate punch because it you know, bubbly for like that like new love crush, whatever feeling that you get in your stomach, and then a punch because it feels like a punch to the gut, like half this book.
Yeah. Mine is super, yours is actually good. Mine is super boring this time. I just paired it with champagne because of the toast on New Year's Eve and just symbolism of the holidays and things like that. Super boring.
That works. I think that's a good pairing. All right. So what did you think? I know there was one point that you texted me and you were like, oh, does she reminds me of you? Or there's something about here that I think you'd like?
Okay. Yeah. So there was a part where I was like, oh my God, totally reminded me of you. I want to know if you ever felt that way in the book.
So I don't know. Maybe it's maybe because I'm like, I'm biased because it's me. No. Tell me what did you think?
It was that part where he's like, it was kind of early on in the book where he's like telling her stuff that he thinks about when
the dragon porn.
Yeah.
I mean, I have never romantically thought of dragons that way.
Not but... that specific one, but the other things that we've talked about.
Yeah, I mean, that part was funny to me because I was like, of course a teenage boy would like throw that in there.
Yeah. But you were the first person that came to my mind.
unlike what you and Anika think, I don't actually find any of that stuff. I'm not kinky that way.
No, it's just you're like ice by barbarians, aliens.
Hey,
stuff.
I did that just for the plot. I did that for the plot. I read that for the plot. For the plot. I read that because TikTok told me that I should read it, and I did, and I regretted it. But I was it was also glad that I had like been part of the zeitgeist. So that's what it was.
This literally, I was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I have read some really weird things. I just don't fantasize about it afterwards.
Okay. So let's talk about the book. Okay. Again, I have like very, very mixed. Like I don't even know what to rate it, to be
Oh,
quite honest.
okay.
I don't have a
Interesting.
rating in my head
Okay.
because I'm actually really torn.
Let's talk it through then.
Yeah.
The things that I really liked about it, I've actually read another book right before this by Christina Lauren, and I liked that book as well. Like I think that she's a she. I think it's actually two writers, Christina Lauren. I think it's actually two writers that like co-write. And this is their pen name. And I actually think they do a really good job of
What was
writing.
the book that you just
Oh
read?
shoot, what did I just returned it to the library, so I don't remember the
Oh.
name of it. I have it in my Goodreads. I'll tell you later, but it was very good. I mean, I wouldn't say it was very good. It was not a 5-star book, but it was like more decent than most of the books that I read, so I enjoyed it. And so like I will not pass up an opportunity to read a Christina Lauren book because I think she just does a good job. And a lot of the times, like when I read like the when I read the other book and when I read this book, it's hard to put down. So I feel a lot of feelings. And so those are kind of like those are some of those big things that get it up and above a 2 or a 3 even is, am I looking forward to reading your book? Am I trying to find excuses so that I can get back to reading, you know? Or am I feeling like, oh, I'm just trying to get through it? So I really feel like that always pumps it up for me. I did feel a lot of feelings towards the characters in this book. I felt a lot of feelings towards Elliot. I felt a lot of feelings like towards her dad. I felt a lot of feelings towards like her relationship with like Elliot's family. I felt a lot of feelings. Just like it was just a lot of feelings, and they were really bad ones, and there were good ones, and it was like, and I felt a lot of feelings about Sean too, like negative ones. And I was like, what is
I
going
felt bad for
on?
him.
I didn't feel bad for him. I
I
was
feel
like,
bad for him.
I felt bad for his circumstances, but I didn't feel bad for him because he like didn't give a shit about her. Like he didn't care about her. He was like, yeah,
Same.
go ahead, go do whatever you want. I don't care. And I was like,
Yeah, but it was
okay.
just
Like, are you
I didn't
supposed
see
to,
it.
didn't you
I didn't
propose
see
to
it
her?
like No, I didn't see it like that. I thought it was just like, yeah, just like got into a routine, was hate, like, the proposal was weird. Oh,
Yeah.
Phoebe thinks that we should get married. I mean, that means he was just like, eh, whatever, I'm
He was
complacent.
whatever about all of it. Like
Yeah,
he
but
was
she was
whatever about
too.
her. I mean, as I think she was doing the best she could. I guess they both were kind of doing the best they could from
Exactly.
their trauma. But like
Exactly.
I but he proposed to her and I'm like, you should at least be like excited. I don't he just had like he was like a wet blanket of a
But he was also
character.
like 50 years old, poor guy.
Was he 50?
I don't know, 40s.
I
They were
guess.
like 15 years older. I mean, that's a different time in your life.
Yeah.
I didn't hate him, is what I'm
I
trying
didn't
to
hate
say.
him. I just didn't like him. I strongly didn't like him. And I was like, girl, get out of this while you can. Like,
Oh,
what are you
he was
doing?
like mild to me. I mean, like
Yeah.
I didn't hate anybody in the
Well,
book except for one
I
person.
just didn't like that Sean kept like initiating sex when they were like having an argument or like not, and she wasn't feeling like I just felt like that's all he wanted from her. Like he would just like roll over and try to stick it in. And you're like, dude, we're having a conversation. What are you
But there were some times that she was like, okay, and so
I
she went,
know, but like not because I think just
that's
because
not
I don't know. I didn't like it. I just found it distasteful and I
his
didn't like him.
Okay, I mean, so like I will say I like the majority of this book.
Yeah.
Probably like the first 70% of it. I really liked it. I thought it was
Okay.
like heartbreaking,
Yes.
and it was also like I love the book part of it. Obviously you and
Yes.
I are gonna like that part, like what's your favorite word,
Yeah,
all
the
that kind of
library.
stuff. Yeah,
Yeah.
I loved
All of
all
it was
that.
great.
Exactly what you said, the feels with the family and the
Yeah.
dad, like all of that, right? I didn't like how towards the end when it was the story about New Year's Eve and
Yeah.
she found him and that
Yeah.
girl in a comp the girl like basically raped him, and then
Yes.
there was no conversation about
Yeah, I mean,
that
let's
afterwards.
be let's that's because it was very gray area. I mean, she I agree with you. It was just a gray area. There was just bigger fish to fry when they were talking about that. Like, he was like, oh yeah, by the way, I was basically sexually assaulted. And she's like, yeah. And then my dad died afterwards because of it. Like, there was bigger fish to fry than the fact that he was kind of molested, you know?
I get it. However, like, they never went back to that. It was just like a blip, and it makes it seem like, obviously, if you're going to relate it to reality, it makes it seem like it's not that big of a deal. And
the thing is, like, if Emma was also drunk, she wouldn't have known what the consent situation, like, she hadn't done that maliciously, but I think he didn't blame her. So it didn't seem like that was a big deal to him. Like, he had trauma over that. Maybe he should. But you're right. It wasn't really talked about. But it's hard when you're like a teenager and everybody is drunk at these parties and you do things that you weren't wanting to do. But maybe it wasn't, like, he seemed like he was reciprocating because he was somehow hallucinating that it was somebody else. But, like, how would she know that unless he was saying, you know, her, like, the other person's name? Like, how would she know that he wasn't enthusiastically reciprocating for her? I don't know. But I agree with you. It was sexual assault and should be taken seriously. But again, he got caught in a compromising position and it was a sexual assault, but she didn't know it. And then her dad died right afterwards. Like, what a horrible day. Could you imagine? Like,
of course. It's horrible. All of that is super messed up. I mean, again, I don't know how I'm going to rate this because I didn't like that little piece. Like,
but you know what? I do think that the fact that her dad died right afterwards was a good reason. Like, a lot of times with these books, you feel like the plot is really reaching as to, like, why there was a separation between characters, or, like, why didn't you reconcile? Like, why, you know, it would be some stupid reason. And I feel like the fact that that all happened on the same day was a valid reason for her to not talk to him for 11 years or whatever, how long it was.
I
couldn't think of any other, like, I didn't come up with any other excuse that would keep her from contacting him in all those 11 years if she still loved him and she felt empty and all this stuff, like, and he was her family. The fact that she connected that, like, she basically at some level is blaming him for her dad's death.
Yeah.
And that is, like, crazy. And that is one of the only things I think that makes that, I think that's why I like this book, is because it could have been any number of excuses. It could have just been like, I thought you cheated on me and then I never talked to you again, and then you'd be like, this was a stupid book, like, what a dumb reason to not talk to somebody for 11 years. But the fact that it was, like, connected to some, like, really insane trauma that was plausible, believable, and, like, explained to both of them why there was that separation for so long, I think that's, like, a pretty good plot, like a pretty good way to end this book. Like, I think it, to make the rest of it make sense.
I think the exactly the same. I think the reasons for why both of them never spoke to each other again, totally fine. And I agree with you, if it was something stupid, like, I saw you like this and now I'm not going to talk to you for 11 years, like, that would have been
so dumb.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
I wasted my time.
Yeah.
The thing I did like about this book is that it was really short and there were so many details. Like, what book was it? What the River Knows? Where I was like, oh, I feel like I'm there. Right. Mm-hmm. And I, like, felt like I was in a closet reading and, you know, all the books and stuff like that. And so I did, like, yeah, it was really good writing. And the book was so short that I didn't feel like it dragged on and on and on. For that, but it's just that one part I was just like, the gloss over it was so weird.
The fact
to
that
me.
It was sexual assault, you're right. I think that but I think that boys that age don't think about their sexual assaults as sexual assaults. I think they are conditioned I think this is patriarchy, right? And it's wrong, but I think boys are not conditioned to treat those experiences as sexual assault. I think they're just, it chalk them up to, oh, I got, like, lucky. Okay, maybe it wasn't in the best of circumstances, but, you know, whatever. I think that's wrong, but I think that's probably why it was glossed over or treated the way that it was. But you're right. I feel like it should have been brought up. Like, she should have been like, that's sexual assault, dude. Like, Emma sucks.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, like, a couple of extra sentences to address that part. And then it would have been, it would have been fine.
But again, they were bigger fish to fry that night when they were talking about it. They were... you know, and the fact that his like reaction was to like go throw up from that like feeling of like hearing all of that, I think that was appropriate. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I liked Elliot. I think one thing that I don't understand is like how absolutely obsessed they were with each other. I don't think I ever have felt that way. I don't think that's a normal way of bonding with somebody. I think it's more of like trauma bonding, mm-hmm. and then like that like teenage obsession, like limerence, basically, like total undevoted, like crazy, whatever, that persists so long. I think that that's not really that kind of part of the relationship. I don't really believe that much, because I think that it's not fully realistic, mm-hmm. but maybe I'm not romantic enough. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. I was trying to think to like, I was trying to relate it to some movies and stuff, and just, I was thinking about My Girl. It's not the same, but you know, there was like that close.
Or maybe like The Notebook.
Yeah. Or The Notebook. And I feel like if you don't have closure and it's like abruptly ends, there's always like something after it. But I agree with you. Like, I don't understand the obsession where it's like, you know, this, you only see somebody on the weekends and not every weekend, but why is there like such an obsession? I actually understood why Macy thought that, you know, Emma is here and it's convenient because she's right. I understood that logic.
Yeah, I understood that too.
But I didn't understand, like, I get their
friendship. Yeah, like Elliot's obsession with her. Like, I could almost understand her obsession with Elliot because of her trauma, but, like, Elliot didn't have any trauma. Like, he came from a loving whole family and he did not have any trauma besides being kind of geeky. Yeah. But she had all this trauma. So I could understand like her trauma bond with him, like her wanting to, like her obsession with him, and like, you know, him giving her all this attention that she, you know, doesn't get from her dead mom. And like, you know, and her dad is kind of like a buttoned up, you know, Danish guy or whatever. But like, and so he was like warm and loving and treated her like a person, so I can get from like her side, but I didn't really understand the opposite of it. Like, it feels like it made sense that he would be
cheating,
like looking at other girls. Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's part of it too. Maybe she just felt like there was no way that he still likes me that way, and it made sense to her, you know, like she justified it. So I think it just, when you come back to it and he's like, I've always loved you, you're the only one, and I haven't been with anybody else, and I hadn't been with anybody else for a long, long time. Like, I didn't really get that, especially because like he and her had been kind of a thing, and he was still like hooking up with Emma while they were together. Well, while they were like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, I think we are ready to talk about like our ratings, right?
Yeah. I mean, right.
I don't think there's much else to talk about. I think we went over it. Yeah. Let's talk about our drinks. How would you rate your drink?
Oh, I like champagne, so I'm going to rate it a 5 out of 5. How about you?
I'm rating mine a 3 out of 5. It's sweet. It's bubbly. It's fine, but I don't really like a sweet beverage that much. But it did remind me of this book, so that's why I chose it. All right. How would you rate this book for writing?
Oh, the writing I thought was great, as we already discussed. So I'm going to say 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you. Yep. How would you rate for plot?
I don't know. I don't know what my overall or my plot score will be. I like how it was short and there were so many details and we got the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Things like that. That little blip is where I'm having a hard time. I'll still give it a high rating of a 4.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with you on that. I think that the reason why it doesn't get higher for me is just because what I told you, where I like don't really understand his obsession with her. But I mean, good for you, girl.
You got it.
All right. You got it. How about for spice and for romance?
I thought the spice was like I actually had to look and see if this is YA, but like.
Oh, really? I thought there was more spice than that.
But it never like, not really.
I got like, I would say like 1.5 for spice.
I was going to say like 0.5. We've definitely
had spicier, but. Okay, well, I think there was more than that. Maybe you glossed over it.
I read it, but I thought it was like PG.
I mean,
I'm rating it off of that, and then when they actually,
I didn't think it was PG. It was definitely PG-13. Like they like did it in the woods in like a bush. Yeah. You don't remember that?
I remember, but there's no details.
There was some. Like she talks about him touching and putting his mouth on her and all kinds of stuff. Okay, 1.5. 0.5. Well, all right. How about
okay, I thought it was a very romantic apt for Valentine's Day. I'm glad we read it for Valentine's Day, so I'm going to say 5 out of 5 for romance.
I would rate it a 4.5 out of 5 and only again because I didn't quite understand it.
But
they were very romantic together and I did like it. Yes, they were very romantic together. Okay. Do you want to go first on overall?
No. You go first.
Just go with your gut.
I'm so torn. I can't say a 4. But a very close to a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to rate it a 4 because that's just how I felt about her last book, too. I rated a 4 on Goodreads. I'm going to rate this one a 4 on Goodreads. I think it's solid. I had a hard time putting it down. I really looked forward to it. Plot was good. Writing was good. I mean, there were a couple of little complaints, but I think this is a 4 out of 5, like, romance. I mean, we've read way, way, way worse.
Of course.
and I rarely read better. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. Like, I rarely read better. And if we're going to be comparing to all of, like, the fluff romances that we've read, I think 4 is a really solid score for this. I don't really want to go higher.
Is this a high score for 2024?
No, I think I rated our last one. Wizard's Guide to Defensive Baking. I rated higher. But I think I rated that a 4.5. But I would rate this one a 4. I think it's our best fluff so far. I just liked it.
Best fluff of all the episodes?
No, just of this year.
Isn't this our first one?
I know.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I mean, I like Emily Henry probably better, her books, and Abby Jimenez, I tend to like her books a little bit better, but again, solid 4 out of 5 for me. I would read more of her books. I plan to, and yeah, what can I say? So you're going to write it what? Rate it what? 3.75 or 3.95?
I'll say 3.95. It's very close.
So on Goodreads, are you going to rate it a 4 and cut it up higher?
In the comments.
And then write in there.
Minus
for lack of addressing the sexual assault of the main character.
I do agree with you with the obsession. I mean, it was like, if you were to say, or you were to ask, do you have a creepy scale? Then I would have given, I wouldn't give it a 4 or anything like that, but I would have given it maybe like a 1 or 2 because I agree with you, like the obsession. I didn't understand that. And
like the persistent obsession of it for like so long. I guess if you don't have closure, but even then I feel like you just don't jump right back into it.
Well,
like,
no. And then to call Rachel her like Macy, that was weird.
That's another thing. I didn't like how he invited Rachel over to dinner on Thanksgiving dinner. I was like, what kind of a decision is this, Elliot?
Drama.
Yeah, you're asking for drama there. Like, why would she? I mean, that was a weird decision.
It's kind of funny, though.
It was kind of funny. It was a good scene. I enjoyed it, but I just didn't understand it.
All right. Well, overall, I mean, I enjoyed this book. I agree with you. I wanted to read it. I couldn't put it down. I looked forward to reading it, all the things, and just being nerdy. I like that they love books. So
same.
I did like this book, but I could see how it could be triggering to other people just because it is really deep and there's a lot of loss.
There's a lot of loss in this book. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
All right. What about our next book,
Jenica? All right, the next book is called First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston. It is my thriller pick. It was on Reese Witherspoon's book club or whatever. That's not the reason why I chose it, but it did get really good ratings.
It did see that it was getting good readings on Goodreads, so let's hope.
Yes.
Let's hope.
We've been bamboozled before.
We have. All right, everybody, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Happy reading.
Bye, guys.